KAXA News, I'm Aaron Bowman with the Up North Report. A body of a Duluth man was recovered from Palisade Head in Teteguchi State Park on Monday. WTIP reports the victim has been identified as 64-year-old Michael Morse. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says the case is under investigation with assistance from the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office. This is the second death at Palisade Head this summer. In May, the body of 29-year-old Seth Pifo of Minneapolis was recovered near the base of the cliffs. WTIP says the medical examiner determined he died by accident due to multiple blunt force injuries from the fall. Five new wildfires are burning in the Superior National Forest. Megan Buffington has more.
The fires in the west end of the forest were reported on Tuesday. One is outside the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness, while the other four are inside of it. The fires are small, with the largest, the Camp Fire, estimated at 1 to 2 acres as of Wednesday morning. Moderate fire activity was observed at the Camp Fire, and the other four have minimal activity. At least three were caused by lightning strikes. There are currently no fire closures, but the public is asked to stay out of the fire areas for both their and firefighter safety. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The Carlton County Board will vote Tuesday on whether to move forward with a year-long data center moratorium. Commissioner Susan Zemai Sloney introduced a motion to put the moratorium in place at the Carlton County Committee of the Whole meeting Tuesday, July 7th. The board will consider whether to pass an interim ordinance while the county conducts a study. Interim ordinances are commonly known as a moratorium. The study will evaluate whether additional data center regulations are needed in the county. Sandy Sterling is a member of the grassroots Carlton County Land Stewards, which has pushed for the moratorium.
We request a moratorium on the new type of data center development, so Carlton County and its citizens have the opportunity to learn, discuss, understand the full impact of both positive, negative, and long-term consequences of hosting them in Carlton County.
If approved by the board, the formal process of adopting the moratorium will be started by scheduling a public hearing. That hearing will likely be held at the next Committee of the Whole meeting on August 4th. The Diocese of Duluth is awaiting word from the Vatican on whether Minnesota could be one step closer to its first saint. The Brainerd Dispatch reports the case for Monsignor Joseph Boo is awaiting confirmation to proceed with the second of five steps to canonization. The second step is an investigation into the figure's life. Boo is known as the Patriarch of the Diocese of Duluth, having founded 57 parishes from Brainerd to Ely. He was a Slovenian immigrant. Boo arrived in Minnesota in 1864, eventually moving to Crow Wing where he learned Ojibwe. The dispatch says he was later put in charge of all of northern Minnesota's missions and oversaw the region in the years immediately following the discovery of iron ore. The soonest the Vatican is expected to respond is September, and there remains a lengthy process before Boo could become Minnesota's first saint. Minnesota is lifting the hood on a notable policy that launched this year. A key agency and the small business community are outlining experiences and early numbers from the state's paid leave program. In its first 6 months, the Department of Employment and Economic Development says nearly 75,000 workers saw their benefit applications approved. For companies that can't offer the perk, the state-run initiative, funded by a payroll fee shared by the worker and employer, offers up to 12 weeks of partial wage replacement for a life-changing event. Greg Conley with Northern Waters Smokehouse in Duluth says it worked well when one of his staffers made use of it.
It didn't cost our company a bunch of money. We didn't end up extending weeks of sick time to this person.
In an emailed statement, the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce suggests the law has been a cost and administrative burden for participating businesses. It says more work is needed to make the program more flexible and affordable. DEED officials say they're committed to continuous improvement, but they stress pre-launch planning and input gathering helped prevent major operational headaches so far. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Aaron Bowman, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.